This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. We round the corner and head down the home stretch with Lady Carlson, lead organizer for Together Louisiana, statewide network of more than 250 religious congregations and civic organizations representing more than 200,000 people. And she is out and about, native of Port Arthur, Texas, and has been a lot of quality time in Louisiana. And good morning to you, Lady Carlson. What a great name.
Good morning. Thank you.
Well, let's start with Amendment 5, which went down the chute. Many in your organization expressed concern that this was a massive corporate giveaway, and you fought mightily to defeat it, and you were successful. What do you think?
Well, let me just give you just a real brief synopsis of how Amendment 5 came about. Cameron LNG in Cameron Parish was working to keep property off of the tax rolls in Cameron. They tried unsuccessfully several years to get an amendment passed on the ballot, like Amendment 5, were unsuccessful. This year, because we could not go to the legislative session, they got it on the ballot. And we just understood that Amendment 5 was a bad deal, that if you don't pay taxes, then I have to, and that Amendment 5 was a way for Cameron LNG to get out of paying its fair share of taxes in Cameron Parish.
877-217-5757 to talk with Lady Carlson from Port Arthur, who is lead organizer for a group that is profound in our state, Together Louisiana. She is on Talk Louisiana for the remainder of the hour. You work on a lot of issues with Together Louisiana. What are some of the most profound right now?
Before we do that, let me just give a shout out to Reverend Lee Wesley, who died recently.
We're going to get to him. Go ahead.
Yes, we do. We work on a number of issues. There are four organizers that work with Together Louisiana, but most of the people in our organization come from congregations, synagogues, mosques, Muslims, and they decide what issues we work on. And so we've done a lot of work on reform of the industrial tax exemption program. We advocated for Medicaid expansion. We fight for public schools and really good public schools, and advocate for teacher pay raises. As you know, our teachers are some of the lowest paid in the country. And we also have worked a lot in places like St. John the Baptist Parish with looking at pollution and mm-hmm. Environmental issues. And so we work on a variety of issues that our leaders say are important to them and their families.
Interestingly, that Joe Biden only won 10 parishes in Louisiana, the same 10 that Hillary Clinton won 4 years ago, the exact same 10. And the other 54 went to Donald Trump both times, and both times Trump got 58-59% of the vote. And Joe Biden got 40 to Hillary's 38 in Louisiana, but there were fewer third-party candidates of note. But St. John Parish has gone overwhelmingly, St. John the Baptist Parish, for both Hillary Clinton and for Donald John Trump, a margin of more than 6,000 votes in St. John the Baptist Parish. What's going on there?
Well, I think that in a lot of ways, people are voting against their own interest. But I want to tell you what we did, what Together Louisiana has done, and what we're doing to really increase voter turnout and to really start to engage voters. I think that people don't vote because they don't see things change. We started something called the Precinct Organizing Project, where we are identifying people in neighborhoods, and we're asking them then to identify other people in their neighborhoods that are frequent voters and get them out to the polls to vote. Normally, we get these lists, we do these calls, we get five people and make 200 calls. We are reorganizing that in a way where we are connecting people back to their neighborhoods. We're nonpartisan. We don't endorse candidates, but we are saying that what are the issues you care about, and here's why you should vote.
All right, 877-217-5757, and Dan Clater, former state senator. He says, what about redistricting? What are you going to do next year when the maps are redrawn? Is that going to be an issue that Together Louisiana will be involved in?
We'll wait and see. Again, our leaders decide the issue. Certainly redistricting is something that we are concerned about, that the way we've drawn the maps in not only in Louisiana but across the country has tended to favor one party against the other. We did a lot around getting people to fill out the census form, to really take it seriously. And so we will, over the coming months, talk about what we'll be doing to address the issue of redrawing the maps.
All right. You mentioned the Reverend Lee Wesley, founding member of Together Baton Rouge and Together Louisiana. He died on November 10th, 8 days ago. By today's standards, a young man, he was 76 years old, and his professional career began in the war on poverty. He was a man who had a long legacy and immensely important to the fabric of Baton Rouge in Louisiana, and I know he had a major impact on you.
You know, people use this word a lot, visionary, and I think we throw it around a lot, and it doesn't always mean something, but Reverend Wesley really was a visionary. He was a pioneer. He advocated for justice, and justice not in the sense of an eye for an eye, but justice in the sense of Matthew 25, the way we treat the least of those among us. And he is really going to be missed. I used to say to Reverend Wesley, "You look so dapper, uh-huh." Wesley. And yes, he had a profound effect, not only on myself, but I think the whole state. And again, he will be missed.
Yes, indeed. And another listener asked about the announcement yesterday that Cedric Richmond, recently reelected congressman who represents both North Baton Rouge and the great city of New Orleans, he's going to work as senior advisor in the West Wing for President Biden. But what about this? Does that spell good news for Louisiana?
I think so, yes. I think any time you have the ear of the president, it's always a good thing. And certainly, we've worked with Cedric Richmond, have a relationship with him during the early months of the mm-hmm. pandemic, met with him via Zoom. And so, yes, I think in the long term, it's going to be good for the state.
Well, Cedric Richmond presumably will be with Joe Biden for at least one term. And who knows, if Biden's in good health, I suspect he'll be running for reelection. He turns 78 years old in 2 days. Were you concerned at all about his age?
Not really. I think that people are living longer. They're healthier. My grandmother at 78 was an old woman. I think that Joe Biden is still. It's curious to me that he runs up to the podium. No, I'm not particularly concerned about his health.
And President Trump, who quite possibly will be running again in 2024, will be 78 when he seeks to repeat what Grover Cleveland did. Trump will be trying to become president 45 and 47. And as we know, he's a hefty guy. So hopefully when he has some time off, he can get a personal trainer and get in better shape. Biden, if nothing else, this was a victory for girth control.
Yes. I think my personal opinion, and we do not, our organizations don't take a position on things like reproductive health, abortion, that sort of thing.
I said girth control.
Oh, I'm sorry.
With a G. Yeah.
I totally misheard that.
The furniture in the West Wing will not be affected as much with a president who's about 100 pounds lighter than his predecessor. So that might save the taxpayers a few dollars, Lady Carlson.
He could take up tennis. It's a great sport, and you can play it into your...
Who, Trump?
Yes.
I've seen photos of him on the tennis court, and they're not pretty. They're not pretty. He needs to lose about 100 pounds, and I'm not kidding. He's a big man and full of energy, and he's been blessed with good health, and he recovered quickly from coronavirus. But that is something that affects every layer of activity in our community. And as an organizer, a listener asked, how have you been affected by COVID-19?
Our organizations are built on relationships and face-to-face relationships. It's been very difficult in this time when you are not supposed to go out, you're not supposed to be around people, and so we've done a lot with Zoom, as I'm sure a lot of people have, a lot of meetings on Zoom, both individually and collective meetings on Zoom. it's been difficult, but I think that we are persevering. We say all organizing is disrupting and reorganizing, and so we figured out how to disrupt ourselves and reorganize given what's going on.
You obviously are from what would be considered the left side of the political spectrum. How are you received in our state? Is it generally good? I'm sure occasionally you run into people, as the majority of the electorate in Louisiana showed, who are not supportive of what you believe politically. What are your thoughts about how that computes when you deal with people who are not in your camp?
And so I would disagree with you a bit. I'm not really from the left or the right. Our organizations work on issues that you can compromise on, bread and butter issues. I want my child to come home from school safe. I want my child to get a good education. I need a stop sign on the corner because it is traffic in this neighborhood is real bad. We work on bread and butter issues, and the difficulty.
No, we're about to go here, but that's a good answer. And I think we all, when it comes down to it, most of the issues that are involved, we're all in concurrence about. Maybe we ought to think more about that than the ones we're not in concurrence on. But Lady Carlson, you're a delight. Let's visit again soon. We understand former Governor Edwin Edwards is back in the hospital. We wish him well. And First Financial Tax and Accounting Services and Vantage Health Plan provide signature support. Stay tuned and stay safe.